Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Chaf Aleph. We're holding on daf Chaf Amid Beis. We have our work cut out for us. We're a little bit behind, and this is not the easiest daf in all of Shas. So it gets easier as it goes on, but it starts off kind of tough. So we're going to discuss today by Batei Arichoma whether you could be nigel lachatzon. Now, lach is by Batei Arichoma if you sell a house in a walled city, so you have 1 year to buy it back. If you don't buy it back in that year, you lose it. You cannot buy it back after that. Let's say you can afford to buy half of it back. So is it nigel lachatzon, or do you have to buy it all at once? You have to buy the whole thing all at once. Then the Amr Aleph, Chafal Amr Aleph, is going to talk about mostly about Ku'ulas Krovim, the halacha that relatives have an obligation to be goel that which you sold. Now, what does that apply to? Does Gulas Krovim apply to Batei Arichoma? Does it apply to an Eved Ivri who is sold to Yisrael? I mean, it certainly applies, the Torah says, by Estei Achuza, you sell an ancestral land, the Krovim can buy it back, and it certainly applies when an Eved Ivri is sold to a guy. Question is, what about Batei Arichoma, and what about when an Eved Ivri is sold to a Yisrael? Is there a din of Gulas Krovim? Amud Beis is the first half of Amud Beis is going to be about the din of Ritzia, that when an Eved Ivri wants to stay with his master, so we do this piercing of the ear called Ritzia. The Gemara is going to discuss what utensil you used for it, where on the ear they do the piercing, and whether then it's going to talk about whether an Eved Ivri who's a Kohen gets Ritzia at all, and that's going to transition into a discussion about Eved Ivri who's a Kohen. Does a master get to give a Kohen a Shivcha Kananis? An Eved Ivri who's a Kohen a Shivcha Kananis. Can a Kohen, once we're talking about Kohanim, can a Kohen take a Yifas Tawar? And that's at the very end of the daf is going to talk about Yifas Tawar, some of the dinim of taking Yifas Tawar in general. So let's see if we get all the way there. But right now we're holding about 15 lines before the end of the page. Baymne Rav Huna Bar Chinna Merav Sheshes on daf Chaf Amud Beis. Baymne Rav Huna Bar Chinna Merav Sheshes. Hamokra Beis Bati Arichom and Nigal Lechatzon and Nigal Lechatzon. If someone sells a house in a walled city, can he buy it back halfway, or is it an all or nothing proposition? Gulasu Gulasu Mistei Achuzo Gamar. Do we say that there's a Gzer Shav of Gulasu Gulasu from Stei just like when you sell your ancestral land, you have to buy it back all at once, you cannot be goel lechatzayin, so too by Batei Arichoma, you can't do it halfway, or maybe wherever the Torah actually says you can't do it halfway, that's where you can't do it halfway, but it never says it by Batei Arichoma, so maybe you can do it halfway by Batei Arichoma. Amar lemi midrasha shel Rabbi Shimon nishma, shelova v'goel v'goel lechatzayin. Rav Sheshes answers that we see from the drasha of Rabbi Shimon that you can be goel lechatzayin. You could also be love of a goel. Love of a goel means even if you don't have the money right now, you can borrow the money from somebody in order to be goel your field. But the key over here is that Rav Sheshes is saying goel lechatzayin, that by Batei Arichoma you're allowed to redeem it halfway. How did he know it? From Rabbi Shimon. Where's Rabbi Shimon? D'tanya, we have a braisa. Im goel yigael. The pasuk says a double expression. Goel yigael. Milamit shel love of a goel. V'goel lechatzayin. We see from there that you could be love of a goel and goel lechatzayin. Now that's talking about someone who's makdish his field. I'm Rabbi Shimon Matam. Why? What's the reason that someone who's makdish his steyachuza could be love of a goel lechatzayin? Lefi shematzinu b'mocher steyachuza sheyavakocho shemigia yovel v'lo nigala chazeres l'balei biyovel. We find that if a person sells his ancestral field, we give him a lot of rights. We give him the upper hand in the sense that if yovel comes and he has not yet bought it back, he just gets it back. It just comes right back to him at Yovel. So we see we're really nice to the guy who sold his ancestral land. Yet, still, we give him a hard time about not allowing him to be love of a goel, not allowing him to be goel lechatzayin. So makdish. So we see that there's this balance that when it comes to selling a steyachuza, as nice as we're going to be to him about getting his field back at Yovel, we're going to be kind of tough on him when it comes to being goel the field as far as borrowing money to be goel and being goel lechatzayin. So makdish, if someone is makdish to stay achuza, shahura kocho, where we're very tough on him, shemigia yovel v'lo nigala yotzul kohanim biyovel, that if yovel arrives, he does not get his field back. If he was makdish stay achuza and yovel arrives, it goes to the kohanim at yovel. So yovel kocho shalova v'goel lechatzayin. We balance that out by making it easy for him to redeem it, that he could be love of a goel and goel lechatzayin. So, hi, following that same logic of trying to balance everything out, says Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to selling a field in Batei Arei Choma, since we were kind of tough on him, he has a very, very challenging halacha that if a year goes by and he hasn't yet redeemed his house, he loses it, it's gone. So we should balance that out by making it easier for him to redeem it, meaning following the model that Rabbi Shimon sets in the Braisa, where he tells us in this Braisa that we always try to balance everything, that Geula, whether you're going to be able to be love of a gol v'gol l'chatzayin, really depends on how strict we are in general with this item. If we're generally very strict, we're going to be more lenient about love of a gol v'gol l'chatzayin. If we're generally more lenient, we're going to be very strict about love of a gol v'gol l'chatzayin. So following that same model, bias b'batei erichoma, we're generally very strict. After 1 year, you lose it forever. And therefore, we're going to be lenient and say that you're allowed to be love of a gol v'gol l'chatzayin. That's Rav Sheshes' answer. Your question was, bias b'batei erichoma, can you be gol l'chatzayin? The answer is, yes, because we're so strict on him about getting it back, we're going to allow him to be love of a gol l'chatzayin. Asks the Gemara Eisvei, I'll ask you from the following braisa, where we're going to have a conversation in this braisa, and as a matter of fact point in the conversation, it's just going to mention that bias b'batei erichoma is not love of a gol, and is not gol l'chatzayin. So how can you, Rav Sheshes, just assume that bias b'batei erichoma is love of a gol, and is gol l'chatzayin? Say Eisvei, im gol yigael melamich, love of a gol v'gol l'chatzayin. Pasuk says im gol yigael, we see from there that when you're makdish te achuza, you're allowed to be gol l'chatzayin. She yachal, because one might have thought v'lo dinu, that we could say kal v'chomer. Umam mocher steachuzo, sheyafa kocho. If by mocher steachuzo, where we really give the guy an easy time in the sense that shemigia yovel lo nigla chazer sabala biyovel, he's going to automatically get it back at yovel even if he did nothing. Hura kocho, and yet still we give him a hard time about guula in the sense that shein lo v'gol v'gol lechatzayin. We did not allow him to be lo v'gol. We did not allow him to be gol lechatzayin. So if someone who we're trying to be good to and has an easy time, we're still going to give him a hard time about Geula. This Braisa argues not that there has to be a balance, that it's a Kal V'chomer, that a Makdish, a Hura Kocho, someone who's Makdish a field, where we give him a hard time, Shemigia Yovel Nigel Yotzel Kohanim B'Yovel, where if Yovel arrives and he was not yet Goel the field, he doesn't get it back. It goes to Kohanim, so we're giving him a generally hard time. So for sure, Eino Din, Shehura Kocho Shein Lov Goel V'Goel L'Chatzayin, then for sure we should give him a hard time that he cannot be Love of Goel and is not able to be Goel L'Chatzayin. So that's the Kal V'chomer the Gemara, the Braisa wants to suggest. And look what the Braisa responds to that Kal V'chomer. The Braisa says, well, Mal Mocher Steachuza, Shekein Hura Kocho Li Goel Miyad, that the Mocher Steachuza doesn't have it so easy. We were trying to say, oh look, he has it so easy that he gets it back at Yovel even if he does nothing. It doesn't have it so easy for the first 2 years. A guy who sells Steachuza for the first 2 years cannot be Goel the field. So don't tell me that you see that he has it so easy, and even though he has it so easy, we still don't allow him to be love of a gol v'gol l'chatzayin. No, maybe we don't allow him to love of a gol v'gol l'chatzayin because we see that we are kind of tough on him for the first 2 years. So says Gemara, Toma b'makdish, yavakoch oligol miyad. Can you then learn a kal v'chomer to a makdish who is able to redeem it right away, doesn't have a 2 year waiting period? Maybe makdish is different. Maybe by a makdish, the makdish actually has it easier, and therefore the makdish should be able to be love of a gol v'gol l'chatzayin. So Gemara says, no, don't slug up the kal v'chomer that way, because mocher bayis bebatei erichoma yochiach. You just look at a case of a guy who sells a house in a walled city, where he has it really easy in the sense that he's able to sheyafa kocho ligol miyad, that he could be goal of the field right away. Now, he has it really hard in the sense that if he doesn't do it right away within a year, it's gone forever. But he has it really easy in the sense that he could do it right away, and yet we know about a mocher bayis bebatei erichoma that ve'ein love of a goal of a goal of chatzon, he may not be love of a goal, he may not be goal of chatzon. This whole brisa from Eisvei until here was all quoted just for that last line. That last line where the Braisa assumes that if you have a bias bebatei erichoma that you sold, you may not be goel l'chatzayin. Rav Sheshes had paskin, you may be goel l'chatzayin. So the Gemara says, Rav Sheshes, you are against this brisa. Says Gemara, lo kasha. Rav Sheshes is not against the brisa. Harabanan, harabi Shimon. There is a broad machlokas throughout Shas, whether darshinan time b'dekra or lo darshinan time b'dekra. And the brisa that says that Abayis Bati Arichoma cannot be love of a goal, cannot be goal lechatzayin, is assuming like the Rabbanan who hold lo darshinan time b'dekra, that we do not look at the logic and the reasons for the halachas in the Torah. Rather, we would learn Gzereshav from Steachuza that you not love a goal, not goal lechatzayin, even though it's hura kocho, that if a year goes by, he doesn't get it back. But the other brisa that says bayis b'yerchoma is of a gol v'gol l'chatzon, assuming like Rabbi Shimon, who's darshin in time of the krah, and therefore he's going to hold, since it's hura kocho that after a year he loses it forever, we need to balance that out, that it's yafakol chushlov v'gol v'gol l'chatzon. Meaning, we had two models over here to follow. One model is, if you see that we're super strict on the guy in one area, we need to be lenient on that same person in another area. We need things to balance. The other model is, no, if you see that you're super strict, then that's a raya, that's a strict din, and we should be extra strict all the time. So the first model of balancing out is time of the krah. That's coming up with a logic that you wanna balance everything out. That follows Rabbi Shimon. Whereas if you say no, you see that it's megala. This is a very strict halacha. So that's that would follow the opinion of the Rabbanan. Okay, Tani Chada, love of Gol v'Gol l'Chatzon, v'Tani Yidachin, love of Gol v'Gol l'Chatzon. We have two brises, one that says that someone who sells the Bayis Bat Erechama can be Gol l'Chatzon, the other one says he cannot. Lo Kasha, HaRabbanan, Rabbi Shimon. Like we just said, that's the Machlokas, Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon. Now, once we mention this whole brisa, we're going to just analyze the brisa a little bit further. Meaning, even though the only reason we mention this whole brisa is because of that last line about Bayis Bat Erechama, but we're going to discuss some of the other details of that brisa. So we had a brisa that darshins from a pasuk about a maktish te'achuza, that when you're maktish your ancestral land, that it's love of a gol v'gol l'chatzon. We allow you to redeem it halfway. And the reason we need a pasuk to teach this, for the pasuk of Ga'ol Yigael to teach this, is to tell me not to learn a kal v'chomer from mocher te'achuza. That even though mocher te'achuza, the guy gets it back at Yovel, so it makes it so easy for him, he gets it back at Yovel, and yet we're strict on him that he cannot be gol. So you might have said a makdish that if he doesn't redeem it, he doesn't get it back at Yovel. We're much tougher on him that he cannot be for sure. He should not be able to be love of a gol of a gol lechatzayin. So we say we can't ask this kal v'chomer because a makdish also has a yafa kocha. The Brayse had said in the sense that a makdish can redeem it right away, whereas someone who sells a steachuza has a 2-year waiting period, cannot redeem it right away. And we said why can't you ask that pirchan the kal v'chomer with the redeeming it right away, because bayis b'bat arichoma yochiach, because when you sell a house in bat arichoma you also can redeem it right away, and yet even though you're able to redeem it right away, we're still strict about ein love of a goel and ein goel chatzon. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that if a person is makdish te'achuza, he's allowed to be love of a goel v'goel chatzon. Because without the pasuk, I would have darshan this kal v'chomer to tell me that a makdish te'achuza is not allowed to be love of a gol v'gol l'chatzon. Why do you say that without the pasuk Gol Yigael, we would have assumed that a makdish te'achuza is not allowed to be love of a gol v'gol l'chatzon? Because you want to prove it from Bayis Bat Erechoma, that even though he can redeem it right away, he's not allowed to be love of a gol v'gol l'chatzon. Well, ikal mifrach, you could ask on that proof from Bayis Bat Erechoma in the following sense. What are you trying to say? That Bayis Bat Erechoma is so easy, he's allowed to be goel at miyad, and still we're so strict on him that he's not allowed to be goel l'chatzon? Well, ma'alam ocher Bayis Bat Erechoma shekein hura kocho ligol liolam. It's not so easy on the guy who sells a house Bat Erechoma. He's not allowed to redeem it. Once that year is over, he's never allowed to redeem it again. So maybe that's why we're so strict that we don't allow gula l'chatzon by Bayis Bat Erechoma. Tomer v'makdish, would you necessarily say the same thing by someone who's makdish te'achuza sheyupo kocho ligol liolam, who is going to be allowed to be goelit after several years, meaning even after several years, even after a year is up? So he said, no, it's not. That's not a pircha, because we could say, let's learn it from Etzad HaShava. Tesi b'me Etzad. We can learn from Etzad HaShava of someone who sells a steachuza and someone who sells a bayis b'batei Arichoma. I mean, if you're going to ask, oh, bayis b'batei Arichoma, the reason he can't be goel chatzayin is because he can't be goel liolam, I'll tell you, oh yeah, a guy who sells a steachuza can be goel liolam, and he's still not allowed to be goel chatzayin. So that's why mocher steachuzi yochiach sheyupa kochal ligol liolam. He is able to be goel liolam, vain love of goel chatzayin, but still is not allowed to be love of goel and is not allowed to be goel chatzayin. I'm mal mocher steachuza sheken hura kochal ligol miyad. You'll tell me, oh no, the reason we're so strict on a mocher steachuza is because he can't be goel it right away. He's got to wait 2 years. Well, mocher bayis b'atei rechoma yochiach. Well, then look at the halach of mocher bayis b'atei rechoma, where he doesn't have to wait at all. He could be goel right away, and still we're so strict on him not to be love of a goel, not to be goel of chatzayin. V'chazar adin, and therefore it goes back as a tzad shava. Lo riza kariza, the chumra that you have by a bayis batei rechoma is not like the chumra that you have by a steachuza, and the chumra that you have by mocher steachuza is not the same as bayis batei rechoma. So you see that neither of their particular chumras is the reason of ain love of a goel of chatzayin. Had tzad shava shbehen, what does a bayis Bat Erichoma and a Mocher Steachuza have in common? Shenig Olin. Both of them have a din of Geula, that you're able to redeem it. And yet, Ve'en Lov V'gol, V'gol L'chatzon. But we're still very strict that we don't allow you to borrow money to redeem it, nor do we allow you to redeem it halfway. Ah, so Afani Yavi Makdish. Same could be true, it could be said about someone who's Makdish Steachuza, Shenigal. It can be redeemed, and therefore, Ve'en Lov V'gol, V'gol L'chatzon. You should not be allowed to be Lov V'gol, and you should not be able to be Goel L'chatzon. So now the Gemara is going to bring a pircha on this tzad hashava, meaning we're trying to say that makdish steachuza could be derived from a combination of mocher steachuza and mocher bayis bebatei arichoma. That even though mocher steachuza has a chumra in the first 2 years that you can't redeem it immediately, but bayis bebatei arichoma doesn't have that chumra. Even though bayis bebatei arichoma has a chumra in years two through forever, but mocher steachuza does not have that chumra. Says Mara, well, there's one place where they both have chumra. There's one chumra that's a common denominator between both of them. And that is the second year. Meaning the second year after selling it, by bayis b'atei rechoma, you could be goel miyad, but only for 1 year. After 1 year is over, you can't be goel. When you sell a bayis steachuza, you have 2 years where you can't do anything. So it's true, ultimately you'll be able to be goel, but not in the second year. So that's a common chumra that they have, that makdish steachuza does not have. So it could be mocher bayis b'atei rechoma and mocher steachuza are not allowed to be love of gol chatzon because of that second year. They have this special chumra of the second year. Don't necessarily apply that to makdish steachuza. Amalei mazuch b'ed rav mari l'ravina ikal mifrach. We could ask in this whole tzad hashava mal tzad hashava shbench kein hura kochem legol bishana shniya, that they both have this chumra about the second year. Tomer b'makdish, can you then apply the din of ein love of gol vein gol chatzon to a makdish sheyupa kochem legol bishana shniya, where it does have this advantage that it is able to be nigal in the second year? Amar le Ravina. Ravina answers, Mishum di'ikal le'meymar, Eved Ivri anim kalavit k'chav miyochiach. We need to bring a third din into the picture to show that there's a third din that has a din of geula, and it's not lo v'gol v'gol l'chatzayin, and does not have a chumra about the second year. And that is an Eved Ivri who sold to a guy. Sheyupa kocha legal b'shana shniya. He is allowed to be redeemed in the second year, and still they love a gol v'gol l'chatzayin, and still we're machmir on him that there's no din of love of gol and no din of gol l'chatzayin. Good, that was the hard part of the daf. Now we move on. Boy mine Rav Huna bar Chinah Rav Sheshes. Rav Huna bar Chinah asked from Rav Sheshes the following: Hamocher bayis b'atei rechoma nigal l'krov moy nigal l'krovim. There is a din called geulas krovim, and the din of geulas krovim is a person sells his ancestral land, so the relatives can say, you know what, that's our ancestors' land. We want to buy it back. They're allowed to buy it back bal korcho of the guy who bought it. The person who bought it has to sell it back to the relatives. Similarly, there's a din if a guy sells himself to a guy as an Eved Ivri, the relatives can say, pasnish that someone from our family is going to be sold to a guy, and they are allowed to buy him back bal korcho of the guy. However, what if you sell a house in Bate Arichoma? Or what if you sell yourself as a slave, but not to a guy, to a Jew? It never tells us in the Torah what the din is. Do Krovim have the ability to force the buyer's hand and buy it back? So that's the Shaila. You sold the Bayis Bate Arichoma. Can the relatives force him to buy it back? Do we learn the Gzeresh of Glossa from Steyachuza that just like Steyachuza can't buy it back halfway, but relatives can force you to buy it back? So too over here also can't buy it back halfway, but relatives can force you to buy it back. Or maybe that Gzeresh of Gula Gula is only about Nigal Chatzon. It's not about Gulas Krovim, and we cannot apply the din of Gulas Krovim from one halacha to the other. Amalei Einu Nigal. He said, you want the answer? The answer is Einu Nigal. That Krovim cannot buy back the bayis bebate arichoma. Now the Gemara is going to challenge this twice. Challenge number one. How can you say that Krovim cannot buy back the bayis bebate arichoma? Esvei. B'kol gu'ula titnu. That it says, that's not an exact quote. The exact quote is v'chol eretz achuzaschem gu'ula titnu la'aretz. So it doesn't tell us what gu'ula we're talking about over here. L'rabos batim ve'evet ivri. It must be talking about being goel, a house and an evet ivri. My love bat erichoma. Isn't it talking about bat erichoma? So you see that krovim do have the ability to be goel bat erichoma. So raya against what you just said. You just said it's eino nigal. It says more lo bat echatserim. It's not talking about bat erichoma. It's talking about bat echatserim. Bate chatzerim, that's stay achuza, behed yaksiv behu. That it says beferish, I'll stay aretz yechashev. That of course you're allowed to be goel bekrovim. And it's gemara, hula kova chova. Yeah, that pasuk would tell you you're allowed to be goel bekrovim. How do I know that it's a chiyuv, that the krovim have to take it as their responsibility to be goel? That's what I need the second pasuk. Valibid Rabbi Lazar, and we're assuming like Rabbi Lazar, Ditanya, because we learn in Brice of a goel, it's mem karachiv, rushus, atom rushus, wein el chova. From the pasuk, I only see that it's rushus. How do I know it's a chova? The Torah talks about someone who doesn't have any relatives to be goel. It is a Jew, there's such a thing as a Jew that doesn't have any relatives. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Ein lo goel" doesn't mean that he doesn't have any relatives. Of course he has a relative. Every Jew has a relative. It means that his relative is not interested in being goel, and that's okay, because it's a Rishus. He doesn't have to be interested in being goel. But Rabbi Lazar, Romer, the goel is mem karachiv chova, that he has an obligation to be goel. Atom chova and ul rishus. How do you know it's a chova? Maybe it's a rishus. Tamlomer b'chol gula titnu hakasav kavu chova. That's what that second pasuk is there to tell me, that the Torah makes it a chiv. Amrli Rabban Ravashi, Vamla Ravin Ravashi, Bishlam Laman Yamla Rabos Bate Orichoma, Hainu Dhsiv Bakol. I understand very well if you're gonna say that the reason the Pasuk says Bukhol Eritzachuzaskam Gulatin Ularetz teaches me that there's Gulas Krovim by Bate Orichoma, that's why it says Bakol, because we're being Marba Bate Orichoma. Elamand Yamba, according to Rabbi Lazar, that Larabos Bate Chatserim, that it's all talking about Bate Chatserim, and the reason we have this pasuk is just to teach me that it's not just a reshus that relatives could be goel bate chatzerim, but that it's a chova. My bechol. Why does it have to say bechol? It could have just said gula titnu laretz. What does the word bechol add? It says mar kasha. That's taka difficult. Now the Gemara is going to ask again on Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said that there's no din of gulas krovim by bate arichoma. So says mar esve abaye. Abaye challenges Rav Sheshes from the following brisa. It says by an eved who sold to a guy that one of his relatives should be yigalenu. So the brisa says, matam lomar yigalenu, 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 shalosh pa'amim. Why does the Torah have to say the word yigalenu three times? It's in a span of two psukim in Vayikra Chafei. It says, achri nimkar gu'ula tiyalo, echad me'achav yigalenu, o dodo ven dodo yigalenu, o misher b'soro mi'mishpachto yigalenu. That's a lot of times to say Yigalenu in a very short span. Why does it have to say it three times? L'rabos kol agulos shenagolos k'seder hazeh. It's telling me that anything that needs to be redeemed is redeemed with relatives. So my love batei arichoma ve'eved ivri, doesn't that mean to include even batei arichoma and an eved ivri, that relatives have to redeem it? So don't you see against Rav Sheshes that relatives do redeem batei arichoma? Says Mar, lo. Batei chatzera mistei achuza. No, it's telling me regular houses and regular stei achuza that relatives redeem it. Frankly, Gemara, I need a special word in the pasuk to teach me that. Batei chatzera mistei achuza behed yaksiv. Al stei arati chashev. That's beferish in the pasuk that relatives redeem those things. Answers Gemara, Kadam Rav Nachum Yitzchak, Lekarov Karov Kodem. It's just like Rav Nachum Yitzchak taught in a different context, that whenever a relative is doing it, you always go with the closest relative first. So Chenami Lekarov Karov Kodem. That's what Yigalenu is teaching us. That not just that there's a din of Gulas Krovim by Yistei Achuza, but that the relative that's most responsible is the closest relative. Just like someone who sold to a guy, the first person to redeem him should be a close relative, should be Dodo, the Torah says, and if he doesn't have a Dod, then Ben Dodo, and if he doesn't have a Ben Dod, then any other Karov, so too by Stei Achuza and Batei Chaserim, where it doesn't say all of these relatives in the Torah Beferish, we darsh in the same thing, that Karov, Karov Kodem, that you gotta go with the closest relative first. Heicha Itmar, to Rav Nachum Yitzchak, where was Rav Nachum Yitzchak's original statement made, that we have this idea of Karov, Karov Kodem? Aha, it was said about the following issue. Di'ibayilu, evidiv re'anim kal Yisrael, nigal akrovim o'ay nigal akrovim. The other issue, when evidiv re'anim is sold to a Jew, is there a din of gulas krovim? Remember, we said the Torah is explicit that ste'achuza, and that evidiv re'anim is sold to a guy has gulas krovim. It never said about batei rechama, and it never said about evidiv re'anim sold to a Jew. So that case was the original context. Evidiv re'anim sold to a Jew, we wanted to know, is there a din of gulas krovim? Aliba de Rebbe lo tibayel. According to Rebbe, it's not really a shaila. To Amar, Mishainu nigal be'ila nigal b'sheish. Alma lo mifra, because Rebbe says in a brisa that we had in Daf Tezvavim Beis that talks about never going out after 6 years when he sold to a guy, that someone who's not nigal by krovim, never is sold to a Jew who's not nigal by krovim, still goes out after 6 years. So someone who sold to a guy who is nigal by krovim should for sure go out after 6 years. But you see, that whole logic assumes that a never who sold to a Jew is not nigal by krovim. That was the whole kal v'chomer. If even though he's not nigal by krovim, he still goes out after 6 years. So when he sold to a guy, he is Nigal Krovim, should for sure go out after 6 years. But the assumption we're working with is that he's not Nigal Krovim. So that's not really a Shaila. Kiti Bailach, the whole Shaila about an Evidivri is sold to Yisrael, whether he's Nigal Krovim, is Aliba the Rabbanan. It is according to the Rabbanan who disagree with Rebbe, and they don't hold of that Kal v'chomer. Mai, what's the din? Yalfinan Sachir Sachir. Do we make this Gezer Shava Sachir Sachir, that whatever din applies when Evidivri is sold to a guy also applies when Evidivri is sold to Yisrael? Velo darshi yigalenu, and therefore do not make a special drasha that yigalenu only applies to an eved who sold to a guy. O dilma yigalenu lazev lo laacher, or maybe yigalenu means teaches us that who can you redeem? You redeem the guy who sold to a guy, but you did not redeem an eved ivri who sold to a Jew. So which is it? Do we say sachir sachir that whatever applies to someone who sold to a guy applies to someone who sold to a Jew, or do you darshi yigalenu that there's only a din of geulos by someone who sold to a guy, not by someone who sold to a Jew? So the Gemara is going to bring two rayas. Raya number one, Tashema. Pasuk says of chol geula titnu. Doesn't really say that. It says of chol eretz achuzaschem geula titnu laaretz. So it doesn't. It's not clear what the pasuk is talking about. Lerabos batim veved ivri. It's coming to tell me that there's a din of geula by houses and by eved ivri. What kind of eved ivri are we talking about? My love batei arichoma veved ivri anim kali Yisrael. Isn't it talking about batei arichoma and eved ivri you sold to Yisrael, that there's a din of geula? So you see, there's a din of geula by an eved ivri you sold to Yisrael. Says more. It's teaching us about an Eved Ivri who sold to a guy that there's a din of Gula, not an Eved Ivri who sold to Yisrael. There's a pasuk about an Eved Ivri who sold to a guy. I don't need a drasha to teach me about an Eved Ivri who sold to a guy. It says beferish ododo ben dodo yigalenu. And the Gemara again, hahu lekova chova vafil Rabbi Yeshua. That's to teach me that there's a chiyuv on the karov to be goel an Eved who sold to a guy. Not just that he's allowed to, and even according to Rabbi Yeshua, holds up by a stei achuza, there's no chiyuv by an Eved Ivri sold to a guy, so that he does doesn't get mixed in, Bein Agoyim, there is a chiyuv to redeem him. Tosha Maligmar says, let's bring a second raya. Matamalomer Yigalenu, 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 Gimel Pa'amim. Why does the Torah say Yigalenu three times? The Rabos Kalagulos, Shenegaldos, Kaseder Azeh, is to teach us that all Gulos happen Kaseder Azeh, that they're nigal akrovim. So Gemara says, "My love, Batirichoma ve'evidivri anim kol Yisrael." What do you mean, all geulos? Aren't you talking about an evidivri who sold to Yisrael that he also has a din of geulas krovim? Says Gemara, "Lo, batechatzerim steachuza." We're not talking about an evidivri at all. We're talking about batechatzerim steachuza that they have a din of geulas krovim. Ask the Gemara again the obvious question: batechatzerim ve'hadiksev bahu al steyarati chashev. It's beferu. We already have a beferish pasuk about batechatzerim. Amrav Nachum Yitzchak leKarov Karov Kodem. That's the original concept. When Nachum Yitzchak says, "No, but you're right. We have a pasuk that tells me Bate Chaterim have a din of Gulas Krovim, but I would not know that Bate Chaterim have a din of Karov Karov Kodem. That the closest relative comes first. Therefore, it comes to tell me that the closest relative comes first." Okay, now it really gets easier. I was lying before. Now it really gets easier. So says the Gemara Vayter now. Vanirtza Nikna Beritzia. That someone who's going through Ritzia, someone who's staying on with his master after 6 years. How is he nikna? How does the master acquire him? By piercing his ear. How do I know that? Because it says it in the Torah. It says that you pierce his ear. So there you have it. Vikones atzmo. How does the guy who goes through the ritzia get free after he decides to stay on with his master? Be yovel ubemisas ha'adon. Either when yovel comes or when the master dies. How do I know that? It says that now that he has his ear pierced, he's going to work for his master. But we darshan, yeah, for his master, but not for the son or daughter of his master. And Evidivri does not get handed over by Yerusha. He is not property that gets handed over by Yerusha. Li olam, and it says, how long do you work for him? Li olam, what does li olam mean in the Torah? L'olam ashal yovel. It doesn't mean forever, forever. It just means until yovel. So that's that pasuk that we, from which we learn that how he goes free, that he goes free at Yovel, he goes free if his master dies. Tanu Rabbanan, Marzeya, the Torah says, Marzeya, se'ein li ela Marzeya. I would only know a specific type of kli can be used to pierce his ear called a Marzeya. Minayin le rabos hasol. How do I know that a sharp piece of wood, vahasira, or a splinter, vahmachat, or a needle, vahmekadeach, or an iron kli that has a sharp edge to it that you could pierce with, vahmechatev, or a quill that's made out of iron, that it's not a quill that you use with ink, but that you would scrape into a board to mark something. So it's a sharp-edged metal utensil. How do I know that you could do ritzia? You could do the piercing with all these things as well. Tamalomer v'lakachta. The rabbi is called over shenikach biyad. That's why he says lakachta. Tell me, as long as it's movable and you can pick it up with your hand, then you could do the ritzia of the eved. Div Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Omer. Rabbi says no. Ma marzeya miyuchat shel mateches. Just like the marzeya has to be metal, afkol shel mateches. So too, whatever other item you're going to use, just like a marzeya is metal, whatever other item you're going to use for the for doing the piercing is also going to have to be metal. Davar acher, another drasha, hamarzeya lavias marzeya gadol. It's telling me that the marzeya hagadol is kosher for ritzia. But that's it. Amar Rav Lazar, Yudan Baribi, Yudan, who is the gadol adar, hayadoresh. That when they would do the ritzia, they would only do it on the soft part of the ear, not the cartilage part of the ear. The Chum say, no, you can't do ritzia on an Eved Ivri as a Kohen because it will make him a Balmum. So what do you see from there? That it must not be on the soft part of the ear, because the soft part of the ear you could pierce, it won't make him a Balmum. That will heal itself. A Balmum is something that's not going to heal. Vim Tomar b'milse, if you're going to say that you only do it on the soft part of the ear, heim rotzim heich eved ivri kohen yasa balmum. In what way would the eved ivri kohen become a balmum? Ha'in yitza ele begova shalozen. So it must be that you see from there the fact that we have hesitation about doing the piercing on an eved ivri kohen because it's making balmum, that tells you that it must be that we're doing it on the cartilage part of the ear, not on the soft fleshy part of the ear. It says Ratzah ba'azna. I think Rameira Rick has an etshuva where he says that from here you see that the soft soft, fleshy part of the ear is not called the ear in halacha. That halacha only, that according to the halacha, only the cartilage part is called the ear. And he says that's why that even though the Shulchan Aruch says that the payas have to go at sofa ozen, it doesn't have to go all the way down past the soft, fleshy part of the ear, only to the cartilage part of the ear. The kasha is that it seems that the minhag is not that way. The minhag is not to keep the payas that long. We were always taught when we were kids only till the bone. That only has to go till the bone. So there are many other sheets to explain what the Shulchan Aruch meant. But that's what they assume, that that's a Rameir Arik's justification, that at least doesn't have to be all the way down. But okay, but we're making beyond that anyway. So b'maiko miflugi, what exactly is this machlokas, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rebbe, whether you're allowed to be do the ritzia with a sol, a sira, with all these other implements? So the Rebbe darsh klali uprati. Rebbe uses the style of klal uprat to darshin, and it goes as follows: v'lakachta klal, marzeya prat. But as Mavadala is Chazar Klal. So you have a Klal Prado Klal in the Pasuk. So what do you do when you have a Klal Prado Klal? Well, we say it every morning. Klal Prado Klal, Yatadon Elekhen Aprat. Whatever you're allowed to use has to be similar to what was specified in the Pasuk. So what was specified in the Pasuk was a Marzeya. So Ma Prat Mufur Shalmatechas, Avkal Shalmatechas. So it has to be something that's made out of metal. Rabbi Yossi Darsh Ribuya Miyuti. Rabbi Yossi does not darshan in the style of Klal Prat. Rather, he darshans in the style of Ribuya Miyuti. Vlakachta Riba, Marzeya Miyet, when you're dashing the style of riba and miut, it's riba akol. It comes to include everything except for one. So riba miut for riba, riba akol. My rabbi, rabbi kol mili. You can use any type of utensil. My miut, what are we excluding? Miut sam. The only thing you're not allowed to use is sam, is some sort of chemical to pierce the ear. You have to actually use a utensil to pierce the ear. Amar mar, so we said a marzeya, lovi marzeya agadol. My mashma, how does the word hamarzeya imply the big marzeya? Kedamarava hayerech, just like it says by Gira Noshe, that if it's only on one thigh, which thigh is it? It's on the right thigh, because it says hayerech, so we darshan hayerech, but the idea must mean hamiyumena shabiyerech, that it's the right one, it's the stronger one. Hachinami, hamarzeya, miyuchat shabimartzin. So when it says hamarzeya, it must mean the very special good marzeya, that's hamarzeya. That we Yudin Baribi Darshan, we just said before that when they would do the Ritzia, they would only do the Ritzia in the soft, fleshy part of the ear. The Chum may never call near to Menashe as a Balmum, and the Chum disagreed. They said no, because never Cohen cannot be near to him, it's going to make him Balmum. Obviously, that means it's in the cartilage part of the ear, not in the soft, fleshy part of the ear. So what? So make him a Balmum. What's the problem with making him a Balmum? Because the Pasuk says that after his period of being in Eved Ivri is over, he goes back to his family, and we darshan that means lemuchsak shem mishpachto. Whatever job he used to have in his family, so if he was someone who was able to be Ovid in the Beis Hamikdash, he still has to be able to do that. So Ibailu, Eved Ivri Kohen, Ma'ashim Shalor Rabbi Shavach Kananis. Once we're talking about an Eved Ivri Kohen and the limitations we have with him, can the master give an Eved Ivri Kohen a Shavach Kananis to marry? Chiddushu Loshna Kohanim Loshna Yisrael. Do we say the whole din of Shavach Kananis is a chiddush in the first place? It breaks all the rules, and there, because normally you're not allowed to marry a guy, and here's a Jew that we're giving a guy to, we're giving a shivcha. So therefore, if it's a chiddush that we allow an Eved Ivri that's a Yisrael to marry a shivcha Kananis, so we'll allow an Eved Ivri that's a Kohen to do the same. Or maybe we say no, you only say it by the Jew because by Yisrael, because the Yisrael has less kedusha than a Kohen. A Kohen has extra mitzvahs yiseros that he has. He's mekudosh with mitzvahs yiseros. So maybe he is not allowed to be with the Shivcha Kananis. So that's the Shaila. Rav Amar Mutter, Shmuel Amar Asur. Rav says you can give him a Shivcha Kananis. Shmuel says absolutely not. Amar Nachman Ravan, Ki Avisu Beim Rav Shmuel, Pi Iskumderi Italilisu. He said, what were you guys doing when you were Beim Rav Shmuel? How do you let him just say that it's Asur without asking any further questions? Or are you just messing around and playing games with him? My time Elotim Rulei Meha. Why didn't you ask him from the following? V'cham Momrim Ein Ever Rikoin Nirtzim Neshin Asabal Mom. The Chum say you're not allowed to pierce the Eved Ivri in his ear because he's going to become a Balmum. But Vim Tomer in Rabba Moshe Lo Shivcha Kananis, if the master's not allowed to give him a Shivcha Kananis, you don't have the whole thing of piercing. The whole procedure involves the Eved saying a Hafti Es Ishti Vesadoni, that I love my wife, I love the wife that I've been given. So that's only if he's been given a Shivcha Kananis. So typically to be in a Hafti Es Adoni Vesishives Banai Vileka. if the master were not allowed to give him a Shivcha Kananis, of course there's no Ritzia by an Eved Ivri Kohen, because he can't say that line. He can't say, Ahavti Es Ishti. He doesn't have an Ishti. So, Sulamidi, that's a Bam Kasha. It's a Bam Kasha on Shmuel. It must be that the master is able to give him a Shivcha Kananis, and that's why he can say such a line. Ibailu, Kohen Ma'ubi Yifas Torah. What's the din of a Kohen marrying Yifas Torah? Chidishu Loshna Kohen Vloshna Yisrael. Do we say it's a Chidish that Yisrael is allowed to take one, so why should a Kohen be any different? No, Dilma Shaini Kohenim, I'll read Ben Mitzvah. Or maybe Kohenim are different because they have all these extra mitzvahs. Rav Amar Mutter Shmuel Amar Asa. Rav says he's allowed to take Yifas Torah. Shmuel says he may not. So Bibiya Rishon of the Kohen Amal Plegid Shari Lo Dibra Torah Kenegi Yetzara. The first Bia, of course, he's allowed to have because the Torah allows the Yetzar Hara to have his way with the first Bia. Ki Plegid Bibiya Shnia. The Machlok says, can you keep the Yifas Torah? Everyone agrees he's allowed to take her, but can you keep her? Rav Amar Mutter Shmuel Amar Asa. Rav Amar Mutter Holvish Tari Yishtari. Rav says, once she's mutter to you the first time, she's mutter to you forever. Shmuel Amar Asa Da'avi L'Giyores V'Giyores L'Kohen L'Chazia. Shmuel will say, no, she becomes a Giyores. Kohen's not allowed to stay married to a Giyores. Ikad Amri, others say, no, the Machlokas is the other way. B'Bia Shnia Kuliyam L'Pligid Asir Da'avi L'Giyores. The second Bia, everyone holds as Asir because she's a Giyores. Ki Pligi B'Bia Rishona, the whole Machlok is only the first Bia. Rav Amar Mutter Da'lo Dibra Torah L'Kenegid Yetzar Hara. Rav will say, you could do the first Bia because the Torah is allowing Yetzar Hara to go wild. Shmuel Amar Asa Kalecha de Kareen Bay Veves Altech Pesach, Kareen Bay Vrisa Beshivya. Kalecha de Lokreen Bay Veves Altech Pesach, Lokreen Bay Vrisa Beshivya. That the Torah specifically allows you a fast Torah when there's a long term relationship that might happen. But when there's no possibility of a long term relationship because she's going to be a Giyores, the Torah does not allow a fast Torah. That's Shem will pick up with the Brisa about your fast Torah at the bottom tomorrow. All right.